Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta.
Ding.
Yeah, you could turn that off.
I barely know how.
There's a button on the side
that makes it stop. This thing just beeps and bleats and bings all day long.
You know, you guys are in for something very special because you get to listen to half an hour of my mom, Karen Schomer, talking about her new iPhone for the entire radio show. That's what we're going to do today. We planned it all out. The entire time is going to be devoted to talking about how she got a smartphone.
You got to admit, it was not very expected. And it's
You've been talking about it for over a month.
It's a source of, it's like a comedy gold mine. Like me and a smartphone.
Well, did you figure out how to do anything?
I think there's a button on the side. And if I turn that down, the thing is, there's stuff
you
popping.
You mean the plus and minus buttons?
No, I mean the button that you just push down and that turns off sounds.
That turns it on vibrate.
It turns it on to vibrate, that button.
You know, I've never had an iPhone, right? And I know this stuff.
Yes, because you grew up with certain, you were born with a chip in your brain and I wasn't.
You work in Hudson.
That means nothing.
Mom, everyone has an iPhone.
No, not everyone has an iPhone.
Almost
everyone has an iPhone.
Everyone under the age of 32 has an iPhone.
Look, that's not really the point. The point is that I got the iPhone on
Sunday.
Do you
work with anyone who doesn't have an iPhone?
What was that?
Can you please turn that down?
Let's see what's happening. In iPhone land. Oh, somebody just asked me, did you get the iPhone 6? ??
Oh, it was released today, so no, you didn't.
Was it today?
Yeah.
This is going to be gone in no time. And you know what? I got insurance on this thing, so if I break it, I get an iPhone 6. Like if...
No, you get another iPhone 5.
As if they still make it. But once they stop making it...
They're not going to stop making it.
Oh. All right. I don't know. I really don't know anything about any of it.
No, now those are going to be cheaper, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it was only $100.
Right.
So I got the iPhone on Sunday. I managed to, like, turn it on. I mean, I've had an iPod for a long time, so I know something about it.
Yeah, you're not that bad.
I'm not that bad, but the minute I showed it to you, you said, "Oh, I'm going to make my thumbprint."
Yeah.
And that was like your thumbprint.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, the guy who sold me the phone kind of said, "Oh yeah, you just make your thumbprint." I was like, "What is he talking about?" And then so you're thumbprint number 1 on my iPhone.
Nice.
I'm thumbprint number 2.
Can I talk about the cool thing that I got?
Yeah.
I got hermit crabs, which really stresses her out.
I was just getting my anxiety under control, and you introduced two highly fragile pets into our home environment.
They're really cute. I really like them.
Okay, in a week, are you going to be like, my hermit crabs are really cute? Or in a week, are you going to be like...
Mom, okay, no. How long did it take me to get sick of the cats?
You're not sick of the cats.
I'm kind of sick of the cats.
Oh.
But it took me like 4 years. And plus, hermit crabs can't puke. So it might take them even longer if they live that long.
We were walking on the Jersey boardwalk. And you're like, look, Mom, hermit crabs, they're so cute. And what did I say to you?
No.
I was like, hermit crabs are like the lowest pet life form.
Mom.
I mean that in the sense of like, there's like puppy mills and that's terrible. And then there's like hermit crabs for sale on the boardwalk. It's terrible.
That's why we took some in. So it's not as terrible anymore. And today I'm going to PetSmart and I'm going to get them a new bigger cage so they have a nice place to live in.
One of them has a soccer ball on his shell.
Yeah. And the other one has an Angry Bird shell. And I'm going to get them some more shells today.
You are?
Yeah, they love having shells to change into. And I have two of them. I have a really small one And I have a really, really big one.
The big one is very active.
Yeah, she likes the big one.
I like them both.
Do you like the big one?
To be perfectly honest. But I just, they're going to die and I'm going to feel terrible. That's all. I can't bear it.
Everything dies. All pets die. Remember how heartbroken I was when my hamster died?
I can't even really talk about it.
We buried her.
We did.
Yeah, and then
our landlord dug him up.
Yeah. Her was a female hamster.
Sophie. The most excellent dwarf hamster.
Man, she lived through a lot.
Three years, that little that
It
little
was more than 3 years. It was like four.
No, it was 3 years. She lived 3 years.
No, because we got her in second. Like I was in second grade.
The end of second, and she died at the end. Yeah, it was June. It was when you finished second grade. Dad got her for you. Maybe it was a little more than...
It was like 4 years.
It's 3 years.
It was like 4 years.
So, yeah, Sophie, that was like so upsetting when she died.
I was in sixth grade, though. I was really attached to my hamster.
Loretta, remember when she got lost?
Oh, my God. For like 3 days.
Do you remember the time that like she got lost in my old office in the old house? And I went into the room and I laid down in the carpet and just tried with my eyes closed, tried to channel where she was in the room. Do you remember this story?
No. I remember and her getting lost for 3 days and then finding her in the closet.
That's the other story. Okay, Loretta, this one, she was gone for like a day or 2 days. And I literally, you had gone to bed and I laid down on the floor on the carpet and I closed my eyes and tried to listen for her. And when I opened my eyes, she was looking at me from the back of a chair.
My favorite is the one where she got lost in the closet.
She got lost in the closet.
She was gone for like 3 days.
She was gone for like 3 days. We moved the whole cage into the closet. And then do you remember finding seeds and stuff in your sneaker? And we were like, she's in here somewhere.
She was in my sleeping bag, I think.
No, she was in that little hole in the wall. Oh, that little mousy behind
the... I'm so amazed she didn't like, you know, get lost.
She was great. We have beautiful pictures of her that Karen Keats took, remember?
Oh, yeah.
She was a beautiful little
dwarf hamster.
So, I don't know. The hermit crabs aren't quite that cute. What are you going to name them?
I named them Walt and Jesse.
You named them after meth addicts. Meth
no,
dealers.
No, Walt wasn't a meth addict.
He was just a dealer.
No, he didn't. Well, sometimes he dealt it. He just made it. Jesse made it, and Jesse was a drug addict. Walt was the worst, though.
So is Walt the big one, and Jesse's the little one?
Yeah.
They feel good when they walk on you.
They're
with their
really
little,
cute.
With their little scuttly crab legs.
They're really great pets.
They are.
They're fun. Come on. You think so, too.
They're really...
Whenever I'm talking to you about them, you're like, yeah, they're okay. And then I take them out when you're there, and you're like, here, give me.
You're totally right about that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just against the idea of, like, creatures who... don't belong in cages being in cages.
Well,
but you're getting her a nice cage.
I'm both of them are getting a really nice cage
to share.
Yeah
and
you're gonna
be
a nice big cage, and I'm getting sand for them. I'm getting them some more shells.
What's with the sponge?
Is
that how they get water?
Yeah, and there needs to be a little in the bottom of the... there's like a little plastic dish, and you put a sponge in it, and there has to be some water at the bottom of the dish.
Okay, and you have to change that every day.
Mm-hmm.
Wash it once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good luck. I know that you've done... you woke up and you were... when I woke up today, you were a font of knowledge about hermit crabs.
I was up until 12:30 reading up about them.
Well, that's great, though.
I really want them to be happy,
because
I know
really
that
nice.
If pets are unhappy, they can die sooner.
That's true. Pets are great.
Phoebe. She was like the ultimate pet. She lived forever and she was really happy, so.
I don't know if people know that Phoebe died.
Mm. We talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Your massive following, your radio following. There are always people listening. Always.
I have a bigger following on the internet than I do on the radio.
You're almost at 3,000 followers.
Almost.
You can put your show on your Tumblr feed. Ha.
I don't want them to listen to it. That'd be weird.
So, also since you've been on the radio, something else happened.
What?
You started school.
Didn't we talk about that last week?
I guess you had gone to orientation last week.
Yeah.
How's it going?
You're right. What about... didn't I go to the... Oh, you're right. Because it started on Wednesday. It's great.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I like high school a lot better than middle school.
That is so good.
Can I play a song?
Yeah, you're changing the subject.
Why do you think? Okay, so haven't I played you the Recover remix by Churches?
Yeah.
That I really love?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's called a Sid Rim remix, and the same people did a remix of You're Not the One by Sky Fury, which I think I played for you.
You did play, but I'm psyched to hear it again.
Yeah, here's this.
Is the volume up on that channel?
I don't know.
On the board?
I don't think so.
Apparently not.
Probably not, no.
So
how do I do it?
I don't... Yeah.
I did it.
That might do it.
You're Not the One, the Sid Rim remix by Sky Ferreira.
Hey, Loretta.
What'd you think?
I like it.
Really?
I'm in the middle of writing an email.
Do you want to maybe do that another time?
Mm.
You know, because I can do this thing where I multitask. Where when I'm on the internet, I can also do a radio show. You seem to not really...
Okay, two things. First of all, I have this new phone.
Okay, so...
Which I think we've already spoken about at some great length today. Okay, so what happened was I was trying to answer an email while that song was playing, and I sent it half written.
Oh my God, it's an emergency.
So
there isn't anything that could possibly happen that could be worse than this. An unfinished email being sent.
And it was a work email, so I had to send an immediate follow-up apology. Whoops, sent that email unfinished and send the correct email. I had to do that right away.
There's a post like that. I want to find it later.
Like what?
Like what you just described, what happened. Anyway, that was good.
Also, I'm slumping a little.
Yeah, you always do that this time, though. Can I play another song?
Right away? I'm off my smartphone. You have me back. You have my undivided attention.
About what?
You know, it really is like having a bag of candy in your hand. Like, I just, every time I stop even for a second doing something, I'm like, there's this shiny thing calling to me that I can fiddle with.
You know, I was actually joking when I said we were going to talk about your new iPhone for the entire 30-minute segment of this show, but as it turns out, I was right.
We talked about hermit crabs.
We talked about hermit crabs for a little while.
I'm making an album.
That's really good. Why didn't we talk about that? Actually, I do want to play this song because this is a really good song.
That's so... Wait! Let's play a song.
It's a really good song.
Play it.
Okay. It's... Have I played you... I've played Your Girl by Tourist on here.
Yes.
A few times.
Oh, yes.
And so another... I was just talking about the Sid Rim remix of Recover by Churches. And Tourist... Not Sid Rim, but Taurus did a remix of Lies by Churches.
Oh.
Which is really good. So here's that.
Is Sid Rim the one with that song that has the Vampire Weekend guy? Or is that somebody else?
No, that's Subtract Without Vowels.
Right. Gotcha.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's just Subtract. But it doesn't have vowels and it's in all caps.
All right. Gotcha.
Okay.
Faster, you won't go far. Shouldn't leave, feeling faint. We both know why. You got to show me both knees. Call I lie. Hold me slowly, hide me till I can fly. Always we can sing, we can make time. Old songs, blood and flame. You could be mine, but you got to show me both knees, skin and bone. Clone me. Till I can sell you lies. You can't get enough. Make a true believer of anyone. I can call you out if I feel low. I can feed your dirty mind. Like I know we were.
That was the Tourist remix of Lies by Churches. Mom, can you please just tell everyone about what you just said?
Okay, so I'm trying to send an email to a publicist about a book event that we're going to do. And this publicist had said the person wants to use the project. It's not going to be that funny when we tell it on the radio.
You kind of need to see the email.
Okay.
Can I just read it? Please?
Yeah.
Here, let me see it.
You want to do the thumbprint thing.
I love doing that. Okay. So.
It's under Alice.
Okay, which one is it? Is it the fourth one?
It's like the one that's already read.
Okay. So the email says, subject, re, Hudson author, / Stephen Merritt of the...
No, now it's just... No.
No, it just... I want to make the point that it looks really professional and... like, well-written.
It's about booking Stephen Merritt at the Spuddy Dog. He's going to do a book event at the Spuddy Dog.
We definitely have a P we can use.
The I'll letter P. That's all I got in there. I meant to say projector, and I just got a P.
I don't know how you did that. I want to get through the whole email. We definitely have a P we can use. I'll speak to more technologically advanced people about...
send. And then I hit the send button.
And it says sent from my iPhone at the bottom.
So I had to quickly send her an apology email, which she did not respond to. She responded to this one and said, thanks.
How did you get just P?
Okay. I said the sentence was supposed to be, we definitely have a projector we can use. But somehow there was a period after the word have. So it said
when
we definitely have.
When you hit the space bar twice, it gives you a period. How did you not know that? You've had an iPod.
We definitely have, period. And then the next word was projector with a capital P. So I highlighted projector and tried to replace it with the word projector with lowercase p. And all I managed to type was the letter P, and then I hit send. It was a total fail.
That's kind of amazing.
So what was the other like major thing that you told me about this phone, right?
What?
As soon as I got it. What? You're like, oh, the battery runs out right away.
Yeah.
Okay. So I took it to work yesterday and I remembered my charging cord. And when I was at work, I showed my new phone to a colleague and I was like, hey, look, I got a new phone. And my colleague, who I adore, immediately said, do you have a charger? Because I need it. And I was like, I need it too. Like
everyone needs them.
Everybody is like,
run out so quickly.
So this colleague like plugged her phone into my charger. And then, of course, I forgot it and like went home and the phone ran out of battery.
It's almost out now. It's at like 20%.
It's at less than 20%. I love my colleague. I just have to like make sure that I make that really clear. We have Lynn. Come on in. We have no idea. We have no idea how to get to Catskill, Lynn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How do we get to Catskill?
There are written instructions right here.
Oh, well, that's new. And we ignored them. We didn't read the written instructions.
That's on me, too.
This is Lynn. She's going to help us get to Catskill. It's time to go to Catskill, everybody. Let's see. Loretta, you and I can continue to talk about my phone all evening if you want.
Yeah, I know. You've made that very clear.
All week. We can just
talk about it until I go to college.
Somebody congratulated me. I was like, hey, I got an iPhone. They said, congratulations.